This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manira kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manira anasi uri musi wemugovera kubvumbi 16, 2016. Makaterera ku Studio 7 nepenyure nyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndichiti hei nemi sorei nhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Vanhadzokera vashandisa kuchikumbiro chatinoitawo uye nekutaura kwakaita veministry yereba kuti nevanhadzokera zvaibatsirawo kuti atleast togona kudii kuwanawo kufambisa zvitima tiwanawo mari yekuti tibhadhare zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kuburikidzawo nenyaya yemuhoro yavashandi.
NRZ inoti vashandi vari kuramwa mabasa ngavadzokere kumabasa nekuti vane basa rekutakura chibage chekuti vazokwanisawo kuona mari dzemihoro.
Mari iri kuita interest. Hurumende iri kuona interest iyoyo, iri kushandisa mari iyoyo, iwo ozopiwa mari isina interest. Utsotsi husingafani kutenderwa nekuti munhu ane kodzero. Freedom of association irimo muconstitution.
Vamwe varimi vechidiki voronga kuendesa hurumende kumatare nenyaya yekubhadharwa kwevarimi iyo yanetsa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutauriri weNational Railways of Zimbabwe kana kuti NRZ vafaniwo masikati vari kukurudzira vashandi vekambani iyi kuti vadzokere kubasa kuti vakwanise kutakura chibage kuti vawane mari dzemihoro. Vashandi zviuru zvina veNRZ vave nemavhiki maviri vachiramwa mabasa. Nemusi wechina, dare rekuyananisa vashandi neveshandirwi riri kutarisirwa kuti rizeye nyaya iyi. Mukuzeya nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu, tabata vamasikati kuti tinzwe zvizere.
Iye zvino pane chirongwa chekufambisa chibage chatakapiwa kuti tinofanira kuti tifambise titakure chibage. Tikatakura chibage iye tofunga kuti ngangowanawo mari, ngangozotibatsirawo kuti bhadhare. Tinoziva kuti haigona kuzobhadhara hayo mari yacho yese bhadhare, asi todi nekwanisa ngokubatsirawo nerumwe tivi katika basa. Saka kana zvitima zvikamira zvinotaridza kuti tinenge takutoruza bhizinesi iroro, asi kana tika vanhadzokerawo vashandisa kuchikumbiro chatinoitawo uye nekutaura kwakaitawo veministry yereba kuti nevanhadzokera zvaibatsirawo kuti atleast togona kudii kuwanawo kufambisa zvitima tiwanawo mari yekuti tibhadhare zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kuburikidzawo nenyaya yemuhoro yavashandi.
Saka vakakupa bhizinesi iyi hurumende kana kuti makambani akazvimirira?
Hai, hurumende. Hurumende. Saka yakanaka nokuti hurumende ndiyo inenge iri kutora chibage chichibva kunze kwenyika chichitakurwa chichienda kwese kuna na GMB, kuna na National Foods, chichitakura chichienda ikoko. Saka asi tinozoitawo chizvibvumirano neiwo makambani akasiyana-siyana. Nokuti asi izvo kana tikasafambisa manje vanozoona kuti hatisi kuda kufambisa. Saka ndosaka tachikumbira kuti dei vadzokerwa tikwanise kuwanawo rimwe bhizinesi rokufambisawo tiwanewo mari.
Mutauriri weNational Railways of Zimbabwe vafaniwo masikati vari parunare muBulawayo.
Direct from Washington, the Voice of America, VOA.
Vamwe varimi vefodya nevamwe vechidiki vave kuronga kuendesa hurumende kumatare nenyaya yekumanikidza varimi kuti vavhure mabhuku ekumabhanga kwete kupiwa mari dzavo mumaoko sezvaiitwa makore akare. Asi varimi vakawanda vari kugunun'una kuti mari dzacho kumabhangi hakuna. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, tabata vari kuronga kuendesa hurumende kumatare vatemba muliswa vanotungamira sangano revechidiki reyard.
Chekutanga, vanhu vanondiziva vanoziva kuti ndandine kambani yefodya yainzi Salt Lakes yaiita izvozvi zvekupa varimi mafetiraiza nezvakadaro. Saka ndini futi president wetobacco association of Zimbabwe, ndindakaitanga. Vese masmall scale farmers ndakatanga Tobacco Association of Zimbabwe. Saka mavunza mvunze kune munhu kwaye angane company ye Salt Lake ye Tobacco, two angari president we Tobacco Association of Zimbabwe, founder ndiri inini inomirira varimi. Saka izvi ndinozvinzwisisa chaizvo, azviite kuti vanhu vamanikidzwe kunovhura mabank account. Vana mbuya nana mai nemayouth havana nguva yekumira muHarare ende mari yacho hakuna. Chitsotsi ichi chehurumende, hurumende haina mari, isina mari, ichada kutora mari yevarimi yoenda kunobhadhara zvikwereti zvayo, yobhadharisa vashandi vehurumende vari kutadza kubhadhara nekuti vanenge vatora mari yemurimi. Zvonzi huya mangwana, asi mazuva matatu maviri vhiki rausina kupiwa mari yako, mari iri iri kuita interest. Hurumende iri kuona interest iyoyo, iri kushandisa mari iyoyo, iwo ozopiwa mari isina interest. Saka izvi ndo zvatatambirawo futi kubva kune mayouth yedu kuyadhi, zvanga tada kutoenda kumatare kutino challenger kuti aiwaka regerai munhu apiwe mari wake. Haamanikidzwe munhu, hapana mutemo unomanikidza munhu. It can be a policy. Policy is not law. RBZ ndinogona kutaura izvozvo kasi RBZ has got to work within the confines dzemutemo wenyika.
Asika zviri kutaurwa nehurumende apa vamuliswa ndezvekuti mari inofanira kutendererawo ka mumabhanga, nekudaro ndo saka vari kuti varimi ngavaise mari mumabhanga.
Aiwaka munhu haamanikidzwe kuisa mari mubhengi. Ivo vakuru vacho vemuZimbabwe havaise mari muZimbabwe bhengi, vanoendesa kunze kwenyika.
Avo vanga vari mutungamiri wesangano revechidiki reYard vatemba muliswa vari parunare muJohannesburg, South Africa. Muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa, tine hurukuro negurukota rinoona nezvemigwagwa vaJoram Gumbo nezvemamiriro akaita migwagwa munyika nezviri kuitwa nehurumende kuigadzirisa.
Ichokwadi kumaruwa kwedu migwagwa yakashata. Pari zvino mugwagwa mukuru wandanga ndichinetsana nawo kana wandiri kundinetsa unova ndivo wandakataurwa naPresident ndichitangisa kupinda saminista wetransport. Vari kuchema zvikuru sana mugwagwa unobva Bite Bridge uchipfuura namasvingo nomuHarare uchinda Chirumbu, watinoona somugwagwa wakakosha kuZimbabwe pamwe chete nesouth yake yose. Uyo mugwagwa unoda kuti uite yatinoti dualize, kana kuti migwagwa inoti mota dzinofamba dzakawanda dzichipesana. Wakaita wakapamhama. Ndinoda kuti nditende kuti tinoda kutenda Mwari kuti tava kuzoda kutangisa kugadzira mugwagwa uyoyo. Panguva shoma inotevera tichange tichitaurira nyika kuti tawana mari, taiwana panani, zvava kuzofamba sei kuti mugwagwa wogadzirwa. Tichitarisa takadaro, tinotarisa zvakare migwagwa mizhinji yokumaruwa nokunai kwakaita mvura, migwagwa yakawanda yakakuvara, haangova makomba, haichafambika. Ndatenderera nyika yese, ndakaenda pamutoko, ndakasiya ndanosiya ndagadziridza ikoko kunonzi kwananyamuzuwe. Ndakaenda kuBike Bridge pamigwagwa unofamba uchiva kuBike Bridge unobva nokunonzi kuLutumba, wakananga kuti Kwala Kwala, wava kutopera vari kugadzira ikoko. Ndakaenda kunonzi kuCholocho kunomugwagwa unobva muBulawayo uchinda uchisvika paCholocho Center, uchidarika uchinda kunonzi kuPelandava, ndakasiya ndagadzirisa. Ndakaenda kuPlumtree ndikanotenderera kunonzi kuMangwe, ndikatenderera kunonzi kuLilima, ndikasiya ndichigadzirisa mugwagwa yakanga yakashata vausingatikwanisi kana kufamba motikari kunana Brunaberg. Kwese ikoko ndakasiya ndagadzirisa. Svondo rino iri ndatadza kufamba, but ndandakanangana nokunoona migwagwa yemugokwe nokunonzi kuNkai, ndobva po nangana nemashonaland west, ndozowambuka ndoenda kunopesima nyika lendi.
Asi mungade mari yakawanda zvakadi mubhajeti pagore kuti mukwanise kuita basa renyu iri?
Bhajeti rangu fanika redu rokuzinara randinyanyisa kushandisa senguva inoiyi handingati ingi fixed, rinouya nokukolekta kwatinoita mari, but maestimations angu sezvatakanangana negore rino ndinenge ndichitarisira kuti pakota imwe chete ndee ndichikwanisa kupa rural district council imwe chete mari inosvika kuma $350,000 pakota. kana vakandiudza kuti mari iyo vaishandisa negreda ratakavapa ndovapa imwe kana vada kugutsikana kuti vaishandisa zvakanaka ndichidaro ndichidaro kusvika pakupedzisira vanenge vatowana mari inokwana kusvika around emillion kana kuti peru registry council and tine about 57 kana kuti 60 maruwa district council so you can see kuti mari yandataura yekuti kumaaround 50 million ndiyo ndinokwanisa kunge ndichishandisa pagore.
Avo vanga vari gurukota rinoona nezvemigwagwa vaJoram Gumbo vachitaura vari parunare muHarare.
We love you. Saverio. Yeah. It's a precious. Now we shift you. My is the bell. Yeah, you know. Na faza my sister. Na faza munu wese my sister. Doro tadira bazita faza bari bazita faza kana ma ancestors. Yeah. Waya waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shiltoman aka Romeo Anthony the Dancer Fada. Makaterera Studio 7. Waya waya.
Muza waya waya. Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti timboenda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi kana kuti Women's Forum chatinopakurirwa naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Zvino kuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Muhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro naamai Daphne Kanoti avo vaimbova ivo murwiri wehondo yerusununguko. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu amai Kanoti. Mungatitsananguronho rondo yekuenda kwamakaita kunorwira nyika here?
Ndakabva muno muZimbabwe ichiri Rhodesia 1976 munana May ndichienda kuMozambique. Ndaingonzwa kunzwa kurwadziwa sezvona ndichiri mudii ndaingoona kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika munomu. Saka shungu dzanga dziri dzekuti ndoda kuenda kuMozambique, ndoda kuenda kuMozambique ndinobata futi. Saka ndokubva kwandakaita munomu.
Tipewo nhoroondo yezvimwe zvamakasangana nazvo.
Ndatrenwa pakazoitika attack yepachimoyo in 1977. Attack yepachimoyo ndandiri kumatoto. Kembi yedu isusu yekuvatoto ndokwakanyanya kufika steric. Attack yaitika takafungidzira kuti izvo chii havachauye chienda. Ini ndakatopfeka zvinhu zvazviri zvichena inova target. And ipapo comrade vanga vari padhuze neni vanga vari muhigh command vakanditi izvo comrade bvisai zvamakapfeka izvo nekuti itarget tasaimone ndege dziri kuramba dzichitenderera. Ini ndikati hakana hazvigone. So ndi comrade vanga vari muhigh command vakauya vakandirova mbama vakati chibvisa izvozvo zvaukapfeka. Zvechiwa ndakakumura kusara ndisina chandaa ndakapfeka.
Muchinge matarisana nenjodzi yakadai makazopunyuka sei?
Vamwe vangu vanga vabhombwa vatofa mumacomrades. Saka ndakakwanisa kuva ropa riyariya rakanga nemacomrades anga ashaya. Ndichizvizora ndokuramba ndakadii ndakarara pasi. Saka idzi ndege dzakafungidzira kuti munhu atofa. Saka padzakabvawo ndingoti uyu munhu afa ndakabva ndakwanisa kungodii kungomuka ndichifamba ndichiadvanza ndichienda mberi. Saka takazokwanisa kuzosangana nevamwe ndofunga ipapo tanga taafeti but taiti izvo chii kana kunze kwakunoedza tichioti tozodzokera kubhesi. Izvo hazvina kuitika saizvozvo nekuti ndege dzi dzakabva dzauya kuma4 AM vachitanga futi kutanga kubhomba mukembi. Saka saizvozvo takazongobva taakufamba tichienda kugondola kunova ndo kwatakazonosangana nemamwe makombe. Tasvika kugondola kuya takazobva taakuzoiswa kumakembi akasiyana-siyana. Sezvo ndanga ndatrena inini ndakaiswa mudzingadzi ende pasina nguva kumudzingadzi kwachona ikoko takazosvika tichiatakwa. Mudzingadzi yanga ingori kembi yanga ine vanhu vanga vari trend chete yakangosangana zvese vakadzi nevarume. Saka vakauya futi Yona Smith vakatibhomba futi ipapo pamudzingadzi. Saka tabva ipapo pamudzingadzi radistroyer hapasisina. Ndakazobva ndobva taenda kushaishai ndakazochuzwa kuti ndiende kushaishai kumuranchi. Takatakura mitiro kunopa makombedza akanga achizouya kuno kufrand chizodzoka. Ndopa ndakabva ndazochuzwa inini kuti ndinogara na president. Saka inini ndakazonogara na president kumba kwavo nemudzimai wavo Sally Mugabe. Ndandakangoita fanika mwana wavo.
Mungati imi muruku batu wa shakanaka ere ne mutungamiri wenyika semunu wa makambo gara na ye.
Chinonya ya kundiru waza hindi shukuti president waka ndikanganwa wa mwewese wa waka gara nao waka wabatira. Waka kiwa shumbo shukuti wanoenda kuneta diplomacy waende kunda kupromote wa shesine kudi ini na mpana sandaka wana.
Aiwa nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje tino kutendai amai Daphne Kanoti. Kunge manga muinesu, pano pachirongwa chedu, chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu.
Aiwa kana neni ndinotenda zvikuru.
Ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Iko zvino tochimboenda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu wedu our lives.
Ndino kugamuchirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu umwe watinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anokuunzirai chirongwa ichi ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvezuva rekuzvitonga kuzere kana kuti reindependence iro ririko nemusi wemuvhuro. Muhurukuro yedu tine vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vakarerekera kubato rezano PF vagadzira chirumhanzu tichinzwawo pfungwa dzavo mukati memakore makumi matatu nematanhatu nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro pastudio 7 vachirumhanzu.
Ndinotenda kumhuri yeZimbabwe.
Vachirumhanzu, nemuvhuro nyika iri kucherechedza makore makumi matatu nematanhatu yawana kuzvitonga kuzere, zvii zvamungataura semwana weZimbabwe?
Munhu wese chizvarwa cheZimbabwe akazvagwa before independence noyo akazozvarwa after independence nokuziva nenhoroondo dziripo kuti nyika yakabva nokupi zvunhu zvinofadza. Tikapfuura ipapo tiri vanhu vanoonekara muAfrica yose zvayo kuti havano vanhu vatema vanozvitonga zvizere.
Pane vamwe vachirumhanzu vari kuti hongu takabva mutsekwende dzemabhunhu, asi tsekwende dzatiri kuona nhasi dzekuogozha kwaita upenyu itsekwende dzatasingatarisire mukurarama kwevanhu vatema.
Ichokwadi, tsekwende dzinouya nenzira dzakasiyana. Iyo yokutanga iyo vanoziva kuti kwakambwa nechimurenga 1, chimurenga 2, iye zvine chechimurenga 3, papakagozha chimurenga chokutanga. Madzitateguru edu vanambuya nehanda vaihenwa vachisungirwa pamiti zvinhu zvinosiririsa. Chechipiri dzadzava puti mabhunu naivo madzitateguru edu navamwe maliberation war heroes kwaifiwa ropa rakadeuka. Asi iyeyi yatiri kurwai yechimuringa chechitatu iyi yava hondo yovupfumi zvunhu zvaziri mumaoko avarungu zvichienda kuvanhu vatema. Saka zvigozhero hazvimboshayikwi zvinoramba zviripo.
Muchitarisa imi makore makumi matatu nematanhatu, zvii zvamungatiwo Zimbabwe yakwanisa kuburitsa?
Zimbabwe ndo iri kutonga muAfrica kuti tina vanhu vakadzidza through mapolicies ezanu PF inotungamirirwa navaMugabe vakati munhu svunura. Saka muchisunura muri kwese kwese kumatema nenyika. Zimbabwe muAfrica ndiyo yava kuzvitonga napamusoro poufumi hwayo.
Tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu vachirumhanzu, onekai zvenyu vateereri.
Aiwa, tinotenda mhuri yeZimbabwe nokuteerera.
Manga makateerera kune vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vakarerekera kubato rezano PF vagadzira chirumhanzu muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anokuunzirai chirongwa ichi ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri. Ndokusiya mina Blessing Zulu.
Aiwa, tinotenda Jonga. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare. NRZ inoti vashandi vari kuramwa mabasa ngavadzokere kubasa nechimbi chimbi kuti kambani ikwanise kutakura chibage chekubatsira nacho vanhu vari kushupika uye kuti iwanewo mari yekubhadhara vashandi vari kuramwa mabasa ava. Vamwe varimi vechidiki voronga kuendesa hurumende kumatare nenyaya yekusabhadharwa zvakanaka kuri kuitwa mari dzefodya. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange mune zvakare mangwana. Anokuoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Gibbs Dube.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, April 16th, 2016. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwean villagers say the country's land reform program has only benefited people connected to the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Personally, I'm not really contented because the proper beneficiaries didn't actually get the land. It was actually politicized.
A large number of traditional healers have flooded newspapers and other media outlets advertising various products, and as usual, will have a focus on women's issues. Villagers in Masvingo province say the politicization of the land reform program has resulted in the implementation of a scheme that favors supporters of President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports.
The villagers are unhappy over the manner in which the land redistribution was conducted. Among the dismayed local people is Timothy Mambala of Pikita district, who says it is worrying that the land question remains unresolved almost 36 years after the country attained independence from British rule.
Personally, I'm not really contented because the proper beneficiaries didn't actually get the land. It was actually politicized. If you don't belong to a certain political party, it meant that you couldn't get land. You'll find out that even some of the war veterans didn't even get the land. It depends on your position within the party, things like that. And you'd find out that at the moment, some of those people who got the land, they are not utilizing the land quite well. So it means that the whole process is flawed. Though we were happy that we were also getting land from the minority, but now it doesn't make sense if the land is just lying idle, it's no longer productive, and the people who are supposed to be the beneficiaries did not benefit from it.
Another villager, Onismo Guava, from Zoro Communal Lands in Zaka, says he is also disappointed about how the land issue is being handled by the government.
I cannot actually say the land issue has been resolved. If you look at it, back in 1980, when people were fighting the war during the liberation struggle, they were fighting to get back their land. Because if you look at it, the whites were taking over the land from people, and they were putting them into the reserves. And that was the main reason as to why our fathers went to war. They wanted to get back their land, but if you look at it now, the land reform has not benefited everyone. It has only benefited especially those who are connected to ZANU-PF. If you go to the lands office, you can be told that there are no farms which are being sold, or there are no farms. But then, to our surprise, some of the people get these farms. I think the government should relook at that to say those who have got two or more farms, they should be left with one.
Critics have over the years claimed that some state and ruling party officials grabbed several farms while ordinary Zimbabweans were left out of the agrarian reform, which started in 2000. Like most Zimbabweans, Kutu villager Samuel Tutsirai says there should be a land audit to determine the current land distribution pattern in the country.
I think those politicians who got more than one farm should be audited, and the farms should be distributed to those peasant farmers who are in need, who do not have something to cater for their families. These peasant farmers should also be given some money so that they can engage into commercial farming so as to help their families as well as our country.
Village Anetsai Kurai is that women and youth were left out of the land reform, making it a lopsided scheme.
It's now 36 years we are celebrating our independence, but on the issue of land, as youth, we hardly benefit from the land that was redistributed to the citizens of Zimbabwe. To the women, we didn't, like, as a young girl, we are supposed to have a piece of land that we can use for the future generation, for we are the future, but we didn't even get something. So I think it's supposed to be readdressed, the issue of land. Then let's take, for example, women. Women are supposed to get rights, right? We're supposed to have something that we own, but on the aspect of land, we hardly have something that we can call our property. So I think that issue, again, addressing the part of women, we're supposed to be recognized and have a piece of land that we own, rather than as a piece of land that we own as a family, but individually.
Minister Douglas Mombeshura could not be drawn to comment about the land reform as he was not reachable. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or t-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.
Our question today is, who was the commander of Zipra forces before independence? A large number of traditional healers have flooded newspapers and other media outlets advertising various products. But Zimbabwe's ministry responsible for culture says this is uncalled for in a country where traditional healers are supposed to be properly registered. Nicholas Moyo, deputy director in the Ministry of Arts and Culture, tells Studio 7 the government needs to take action against healers advertising their products.
I think it's brought by also the dynamism. As much as culture is dynamic, there's been a lot of people coming from other cultures, especially from Southern African neighboring countries coming into Zimbabwe and advertising their services, especially in the area of traditional healing or in the area of prophecy. In the typical Zimbabwean custom, you cannot publicly advertise a traditional healer. It is a taboo. What used to happen in the past is that if somebody needed help because either a man is poorly performing in the bedroom, he knew where to go. He will talk to other men and they are able to direct and say, if you go to such and such a place, they will know what medicine to prescribe for you. This cannot be just given on the road and publicized on the road. But however, a lot of intervention has been coming from people who are small-time entrepreneurs who purely are cheating people. I've been reading a lot who have been cheated, who have been scandalized, and you read them. For us in Zimbabwe, for example, someone paid a car, he was charged a car because he needed to be productive and things like that.
Mr. Moyo, what is the government doing about all this?
Now we have a new ministry that deals with issues of local leadership, traditional leadership, bringing issues of heritage and culture. The Minister of Rural Development, Promotion and Preservation of National Culture and Heritage. Part of its mandate is to ensure that there is order and respect in the realms of culture. Culture is defined by a particular locality. I'll give you a quick example. Gift, if you look at the city of Bulawayo, for example, because the dominant culture in the city of Bulawayo is a culture of Ndebele people. And KwaNdebele, Mandebele, Nesintwini, you do not conduct burials after midday. All burials are done early in the morning. The southern part of Southern Africa, burials are done early in the morning. And the city of Bulawayo, in quest of trying to ensure that the culture of the region is respected, they've actually put bylaws in the city of Bulawayo that if you have a relative who has died and you are burying them in the city center, in all the cemeteries, you cannot bury it after 11:30. All what they've done, they've brought in the culture and put it into bylaw. And we hope as we move forward, these are some of the things that all local authorities can try and curtail this mushrooming businesses that is really making a mockery of the African culture, of the Zimbabwean culture.
So looking at all these things, Mr. Moyo, so how best can that be controlled?
Perhaps it's a collective way. Like I said, they should be, and the minister will be working into looking at this. I may not be the person who speaks on behalf of the ministry, but as we hear, these are some of the issues that have been of great concern to our traditional leadership. What legacy are we leaving? Are we leaving a legacy that tells that traditional healers are cheats? Are we leaving a legacy behind that traditional healers are phony? No, that's not the legacy which you want to leave. And therefore, registration, this is why there is an ATA, registration and supervision of these activities should be curtailed. And I believe the government of Zimbabwe is able to do these things.
That was Nicholas Moyo, Deputy Director in the Ministry of Arts and Culture, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April 1980 was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare. What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number, 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
8 months ago, the leaders of South Sudan's two main warring parties, President Salva Kiir and Riek Machar, signed a peace agreement to end the conflict that for 20 months had devastated the young nation. Since then, progress on implementing the agreement has been far too slow, marked by delays and obstruction from both sides. South Sudan's conflict is nearly half as old as the country itself, having erupted in December 2013 during a power struggle between President Kiir and Machar, his former vice president. Fighting reopened ethnic fault lines between Kiir's Dinka and Machar's newer ethnic groups. Unknown thousands of people have been killed, and more than 2.2 million driven from their homes, with many fleeing to neighboring states. The United States condemned recent actions by both sides in the Wau area. The actions by government troops were in clear violation of the permanent ceasefire provisions, which apply nationwide and were agreed to by all signatories of the peace agreement. Additionally, credible reports that the opposition and associated armed actors recently attacked government forces and civilians in the same area also represent a violation of the ceasefire. The United States condemns all such actions. Moreover, the United States has urged all parties to resolve disputes through dialogue. Disputes related to ceasefire implementation and cantonment should be referred to the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission and other relevant mechanisms outlined in the Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. There is no military solution to the conflict in South Sudan. All parties must fulfill their commitments to implement the provisions of the peace agreement in full. This is the only way to heal the country, repair its ailing economy, and give the people of South Sudan the peace and stability they deserve.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As usual, it's now time for the Women's Forum.
Thank you.
to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Forum, we are gladly joined by Honorable Josephine Chitembwe of the MDCT Harare Metropolitan. She will be taking us through what independence means for her and what she and her family will be doing this year to mark Independence Day. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Honorable Chitembwe.
Thank you.
What does independence mean to you personally?
We don't mind about the word independence and even the celebrations, because we do have people who died for that day, which they are saying now it's independent, and yet the nation is not independent.
So what are you going to be doing yourselves, especially for the people and women in your constituency?
Some are going for the celebrations. But as an MDC member, I am not going. Since we fought for this nation, but because of some different views, I can't have that time of going for independence.
So looking at the past 36 years, what would you say has changed, especially for women in politics like yourself, to today?
As a woman, in these 36 years, as a woman, a Zimbabwean woman, the meaning of independence to me is nothing, because I never had anything that I can say I enjoyed, that I can say I benefited since 1986. After this year, women are just suffering. There are very few who are benefiting, like those ministers from the ZANU-PF.
How would you like to see this day being remembered, especially for women who are in politics like yourself?
Women in Zimbabwe, honestly, we thought these women in Zimbabwe, as I am a politician, we should also be leaders of a high profile in leadership, in decision making. In even these farms they distributed, they are very human. Who got all those farms? Most of these things in Zimbabwe are enjoyed by men.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Mrs. Josephine Chitembwe?
Josephine Chitembwe is a mother of five children, of two boys and three girls, and having about grandchildren, I've got 12. So I am a mother who is brave and strong. For me to stand a member of parliament in the opposition, it means that I am brave and I am strong, and also worked hard for my party since we formed this party.
What made you decide to become a parliamentarian as a woman? What made you decide to go into politics?
That alone was the contribution to my party. The contribution to my party brought me to parliament because of how I worked to the party, for the party.
So right now, how are you and your family going to be celebrating independence next week? What will you be doing on Monday?
I will be at home. He's cleaning my home, washing, doing all sorts for my family. Not for that day. The rich will be going for enjoying. As a poor parliamentarian, I'll be at home with my family.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Honorable Josephine Chitembwe of Harare Metropolitan, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. We hope you are going to have a wonderful day.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Studio 7 will be streaming a live town hall discussion focusing on the country's 36th independence anniversary on Monday, April 18, 2016, from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Zimbabwe time, from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Washington time. Connect with us on Facebook and participate by sending your messages. Remember, we will be live on Facebook.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Zimbabwean villagers say the country's land reform program has only benefited people connected to the ruling ZANU-PF party. And a large number of traditional healers have flooded newspapers and other media outlets advertising various products. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 omgqibelo omhla ka 16 Mabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazo omuhle welamukela emoyini ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Kambe ukutshengisela ukwenziwe libandla le-MDCT eHarare ngolwesine kungakutshengisela ukuthi leli bandla lizanqoba kukhetho oluzayo na?
Kutshengisa ukuthi khathesi ukutshengisela lokhu bekungaphumelela phela ngoba kule ngxabangxoze ekhona kuZanu njalo uPresident Mugabe bebengathi bona bazama ukulwisa yena umbuso kumbe ukuthatha umbuso bebekhanya ukuthi utshengisela nje kuphela lokho.
Inkokheli yezisebenzi zikaloliwe ibizwa emhlanganweni lohulumende wokuxazulula udubo lokungatholi iholo.
Hayi, okwamanje azeke zatsho ukuthi khona kuyakhulunywa ngani. Into esiyaziyo nje ukuthi khona singasiliziwe emthethweni.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Kambe ukutshengisela okwenziwe libandla le-MDCT eHarare ngolwesine kungakutshengisa ukuthi leli bandla lizanqoba kukhetho oluzayo na? Ukutshengisela lokhu kube losekelo olukhulu kakhulu. Lokhu sekulethe imibuzo ethi kungakutshengisa ukuthi leli bandla lizanqoba na kukhetho oluzayo ngomnyaka ka-2018. Sibuze ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibone ngani mina kuyinto enhle kakhulu nxa abantu bekwazi ukuthi babuze into esifana lokuthi imali iyasuka yaya ngapi, abantu bechallenge singakuthi corruption njalo betshengisela uhulumende ukuthi hayi ngeke benze mathanda sonke isikhathi bengabuzwanga ukuthi udubo ukuthi kungabe uhamba njani. So kungathi ngabe into ekwanisa ukweneliseka ukuthi sonke isikhathi uma kwenzakala izinto ezingaqondanga ibe into esalisenzakala.
Siyabona ukuthi kwake kwathiwa kuzaba lokutshengisela kwaphiwa igama lokuthi final push, kwabuye okunye kwathiwa khona winter of discontent, kwabuye okunye njalo kulamabizo atshiyeneyo kungaphumeleli. Singathini nxa sibona ukuthi lapha uze kwaphumelela la uMnumzana Tswangirai enguye ophambili?
Kutshengisa ukuthi khathesi ukutshengisela lokhu bekungaphumelela phela ngoba kule ngxabangxoze ekhona kuZanu njalo uPresident Mugabe bebengathi bona bazama ukulwisa yena umbuso kumbe ukuthatha umbuso bebekhanya ukuthi utshengisela nje kuphela lokho. Khonokho ngibone ngani kwenze uhulumende wekela nje abantu bahamba batshengisela. Akutsho ukuthi nxa kungaba lokunye futhi ukutshengisela okuqondane lezepolitiki lezokubuswa kwelizwe kungasuka kuyekelwe kuphumelele kanjalo. Ngibone ngani khonokho nje ukuthi uPresident Mugabe laye uyenelisa ukuthi hayi la mali leyo ngiyayidinga kwenza ukuthi ekela abantu batshengisele nje kungela kuthula. Ngithi siyazi ukuthi emavikini amalutshana adlulileyo ama-veteran azamile ukutshengisela upresident wabatshengisela ukuthi hayi akusetshenziswa njalo kwele Zimbabwe.
Kungakutshengisani lokho okwenzakeleyo ngolwesine? Singathi kube lokhetho kusasa nje, anibona ngani kungatshengisa na ukuthi uMnumzana Tswangirai enganqoba kukhetho?
Angiboni ukuthi lokho okwenzakeleyo ukutshengisela lokho kungabe kulesiboniselo okusinika khona kwezokhetho kumbe kwezokubusa kwelizwe. Ngibona ngani mina kutshengisa khona ukuthi uMnumzana Tswangirai ulabantu abamlalelayo abathize kodwa phela kwela wokutshengisela kwakhe kwenziwe khona ukuthi uhulumende kazange alwisane lakho njengenjwayelo. Njalo ngibone ngani la uPresident Mugabe nxa engadingi ukuthi kube lokutshengisela awuthola kumhlambo ofana nalowo kade utholiwe ngumnumzana Tsvangirai. Kodwa kwinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi uTsvangirai uwanelisile njalo kubone kuqondile ukuthi abiza abantu athi hayi akeni sibonisele ukuthi ngeke imali ihlale nje iswelakala kungaqondakali njalo kungenampendulo yokuthi iphele yaya.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekwelebhilitane. Inkokheli yezisebenzi zikaloliwe ibizwe emhlanganweni lohulumende wokuxazulula udubo lokungatholi iholo. Izisebenzi lezi kazikatholi iholo lazo kusukela ekuqaleni komnyaka ophelileyo okubangele ukuthi ezinye zikhalale umsebenzi ziyehlala emahofisini alinkampani eHarare. Sixoxele sikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Amalgamated Railwaymen Workers Union umnumzana Kamurai Moyo.
Into esilayo kwamanje sesitoli ishokozi order ehambelana ngelo kuze nge-section 106 of the Labour Act. Sethi kona sibuye e-Labour Court sizo appear ku-Labour Court judge mayelana nodaba lolu olwezisebenzi eziku-strike.
Kuyathembisa na ukuthi kuyakhulunywa ngendaba yeholo?
Hayi, okwamanje azeke zatsho ukuthi khona kuyakhulunywa ngani. Into esiyaziyo nje ukuthi khona sinasiliziwe emthethweni. So umthetho kuyo uyoza kutsho ujaji yena uzasitshela uzasichazisela ukuthi khona usibizeleni.
Kodwa sikhuluma nje kuyini kade sokusenzakala abantu bayahamba yini emsebenzini?
Hayi, lokho kwamanje azeke zatsho ukuthi bayahamba kumbe kabahambi. Yikho sithi khona nje ujaji yena ilokuzeni i-Labour Court isibizile. Uthi ukuthi khona ingwe umkhathi kukhona akuhamba wayekukhuluma. Umkhathi yena ngeyokwaziyo ukuthi abantu bayahamba emsebenzini kumbe kabahambi. So thina sibonga ukubizwa ukuthi khona kuyanini njengabantu abamele izisebenzi.
So kubizwe lini abamele izisebenzi le-railways lohulumende labo bani abanye?
Hayi, okwamanje yona labo kuphela embazi yawabizweyo.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Kamurai Moyo, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Amalgamated Railwaymen Workers Union ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
Saka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa, abanye bathi kalitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. And I don't want my people to be tricked. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18. Uchoni uzibuse kuwe. Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona nge-WhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter.
Inani labavela kwamanye amazwe elisebenza kwele Botswana liyehlile kakhulu, kodwa elabe Zimbabwe lona liyala lilokho liyilo elihamba phambili. Intatheli zindaba e-Studio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseBotswana.
Inani labo bonke abavela kwamanye amazwe elisebenza eBotswana lingaphezu kwenkulungwane ezilithumi lambili, 12,000. AbeZimbabwe bona besedlula kancane inkulungwane ezintathu, i-3,200. Kunombolo esikhitshwe ngurhulumente weBotswana, inani labalamaphepha okusebenza labeZimbabwe likunkulungwane ezintathu lanye, kukanti abeZimbabwe abangabaqhatshi kumbe abalamankampani bangaphezu kwamakhulu ayisithupha. Inani litshengisa ukuthi abavela ngaphandle kweBotswana laba bahola imali engaphezudlwana kolabo ekhaya. Kubikwa iholo labo lidlalela kunkulungwane ezilamachumi amahlanu zamapula, i-15,000, kukanti elaBotswana lingamapula ezinkulungwane ezinhlanu, i-5,000. Kodwa omunye oweZimbabwe umnumzana Nelson Ndlovu uthi nombolo lezi noma ziqondile zilakho ukutshengisa isimo esingayisiyo. Uthi ukhona abaZimbabwe abasebenza bengelamaphepha, kukanti iningi alibambi imali eqanjwa kumbiko lo.
Loko utshengiswa liphepha leli ngeke sikwali ngoba yikho uhulumende azitshela khona, kodwa kula abanye likhumbula abangena ngaphansi kocingo. Njalo le mali lezi ezikhulunywayo, ukhumbule ukuthi nxa ulapha uzocela ungancindezelwa kuthiwa hhayi siza kunika imali engaka, kodwa nxa ufika emsebenzini kuthiwa yona le ikhona.
Inombolo lezi zitshengisa ukuthi inani labaphuma eZimbabwe besebenza eBotswana ngabesilisa. Kulabesilisa abayinkulungwane ezimbili lamakhulu amabili, 2200, kukanti abesifazane bangamakhulu ayisithupha abasebenzayo. Phose amakhulu amahlanu abesilisa bayasebenza kumbe balamabhizimusi, kukanti abesifazane abalokufanayo bangamakhulu amabili. Umnumzana Ndlovu uthi inombolo lezi zitshengisa ukuthi siko lokuthi ubaba nguye ophandela imuli alikantshintshi.
Inombolo lezinqa ozikhangile zivele ezitshengisa khona ukuthi isiko livele linjalo ukuthi ubaba nguyozaphuma ayidingela abantwa bakhe. Njalo lokho kungaba isizekeliso omfanekiso wokuthi phandle lapha kulula. Abantu nxa bethi wena hayi useBotswana babona ngani hayi kulula yonke into izakwenzakala lula. Akunjalo.
Ukwehla kwenani labasebenza eBotswana kubangelwa luhlelo lukahulumende wakulelizwe ukuthi aqhatshe izalwane zakhe ngesikhathi amathuba esiya esiba malutshwane. NguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisabrongela Botswana.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelithiya ezandleni zikaSithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lelami uSithandekile Mhlanga. Sixoxa ngozivuse sihlaziya ukuthi abesifazana bancedisa njani ekutholeni uzivuse njalo impilo zabo lamuhla zinjani. Sixoxa lo nkosikazi Grace Noko ongomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo leZipra. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga. Ngiyathaba sibili ukuba na sithakazelele ilanga likazibuse ngoba phela kwachitheka igazi ukwenzela ukuthi sizuze lo uzibuse. Ngendlela abantu ababephila ngayo before independence amabhunu engcindezele thina abantu abamnyama. Mina ngikuthatha ngokuthi siyalingana. Abesundu labamhlophe savoxa lapho esavoxa khona, kodwa kuhle ukuthi ngoba okwakathesi abantu bangahlala phansi kukhulunyiswane sibone ukuthi nxa sisithi umuntu independent siyabe sisithoni. Sisana kuyesaba ukuthi nanxa ubone ukuthi lapha kakuhanjiswanga ngendlela akekho umuntu ongamlanda umtshele ukuthi lapha usuphambanisa. Siphila ngomoya kaNkulunkulu sihamba, kodwa sihamba sibubula izinto eziningi kazihanjiswanga ngendlela efaneleyo. Njalo lobandlululo khanye ngani besesekhona uyazi ukuthi we are saying kuqala sasisinwa namabhunu, but okwakatheso zathi ukuthi thina sodwa abantu abamnyama ngani lathi asisaqondakala asisazwisisane lokuthi kuyini.
Likhuluma ngobandlululo ngomhlobo. Sesikhangela ke ubandlululo phakathi kwabesifazana labesilisa abalwa impi yenkululeko. Lingathi lukhona yini lolu bandlululo kumbe hayi?
Asiphathanga ngokufanayo. Engaphandle abantu bangabona ingazani yesu yalingana. Well, of course, ngoba asithi thina njengama war veterans lokusukuthiwayo okuncinyane okokuthi sinede umphefumulo kuyalingana, but on the ground nxa sekusenzakala izinto kasilinganiswa. Obaba bakhanya ngani bane upper hand. Usingaze sikhangele khonale kumaparliament uzathola ukuthi abaningi ngabobaba umama babalutshane. Sibuye nale indaba yomhlaba omama abaningi angeze ngizwe ngabomama abaphiwa izindawo ezivundile esibile ezikuma bekuthiwa ngama-A1 or A2 lawo, in the exception of bona bana babezele ubudlelwane nabaphezulu mhlawumbe, but labo ukuthi ungabezwa bekhulunywa kuthiwa wathola iplazi elizelinje elivundile endaweni enje, hhayi angaze ngikuthole ngingazi nto engxenye mina yini engakudingisisiyo. So yikho ngisitsho ukuthi hhayi indawo siyafana sibili ababili kodwa hayi ukusaphathana khona okuyana ukuthi hayi lo ngwesifazana no ngwesilisa ngakhuluma ngakho futhi sometimes beke ukuthi izini la kuwo ami khona ngani asika zothwa size uthi akula ama general abo ngabo mama eh kumbe kusesipholiseni khona ngani umele abe nguyindoda ebaphezulu beni umama bazafakwa nje sokusiya kuwo 34 kusiya khona
sesisuka kulolu vandlululo siyananzelela njalo ukuthi kulenye inhlanganiso yesande kubunjwa kathesi ngabalwa kuvuyo lezipra ngombono wakho kuliqiniso yini ukuthi abalwa kuzipra labalwa kuzandla abaphathwa ngokufanayo
kakhulu bayabandlululwa in a way yokuthi bona abokhuluma ngakho zathola ukuthi abanye bangikhona ngabantu abaphuma ngapi abaphuma ku-army kumbe esipholiseni kunesikhathi sokuthi mase kuvuya ama-promotion into yokuthi kuba lama-shift yokuthi umuntu uyasuswa kwenye indawo ayefakwa kwenye indawo besala bepromota omunye ngale and lo abazabe bemshisile bemhambisa kwenye indawo sebefika ngale bedinga ama-promotion the other leader oyabe ngale uzakuthi hayi umuntu lo kangingasebenzilayo angingabikwazi ukuthi ngingathi limpromote okunganani so khona kuyana kwancindezela ikakhulu ama-zipra amaningi ngendaba yona leyo yokuthi kuba lama angikwazi ukuthi ngingakubiza ukuthi kuyini okokuthi uyasuswa kwenye indawo yayifakwa kwenye indawo ngapha besala bepromota asingene namahofisini kathesi amahulumende khonapho uzathola ukuthi iningi labantu abaphetheyo imisebenzi baza kuba ngabavelela kwesayidini lelengale kathesi nje sikhuluma nti kuzavulwa engxenye naleyo kuthiwa ihofisi ye-ministry of ama-war veterans asikwazi ukuthi abaphetheyo khona ngale okwakathesi yesu silo baba uchinga ufakwe laphana but kasikwazi ukuthi abanye ngaphansi kwakhe ngwesinye isikhathi bayafaka umuntu lana besemiswe nje njengestudio yazibona benabantu babo abasebenzayo I think iningi lama-ministers abasesuke esayidini langithi kumbe mhlawumbe abakunanzeleli kumbe kabakunanzelela kumbe kulokwesaba kumbe kuyini abantu abangemva kwabo uzathola ukuthi yibo ababe-reporter phezulu bona kodwa kwezibizwa ukuthi ngama-minister they can't do anything mina kwesinye isikhathi ngangize ngifisa ukuthi ngabe kumbe angazi nje ngiyabe sengifile ukuthi kukhona kuzazalwa umuntu kumbe elida ozayenelisa ukuthi afake abantu esimeni sokulingana singabantu siyalingana
leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lo nkosikazi Grace Nuku umlweli wempi yenkululeko asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngomgqibelo ozayo lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha lilami usithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC
hayi lathi sibongile sithandekile Mhlanga kwezemidlalo inhlanganiso yenguqu izifa iphakathi kodubo lokusilela kwemali lanxa usomabhizimusi uWignell Jivayo wathembisa ukuyiphathisa okuningi asikuzweni kungxoxo esiyenze lengcwethi kwezemidlalo uCassius James Manampofu
ya uze ngendlela enhle njengoba i-national team yethu ibingathi iyaswela imali yokuthi babhadale ama-players isizifa ezine association kodwa ke into esihluphe ukuthi bathi imali yakhe ingcolile kulobusela obunye ababutsho kodwa abenza ngathi bufakazi abantu banawo na asikwazi ke lapho kodwa kukhanya ngathi abantu abajabuli ngendlela aphume ngayo futhi
kodwa ke nxa kuyukuthi uyabe ephathisa akuthi angesilungu individual osekusolwe ngabanye ukubona njani khona ukuthi yena aphathise bese kuthiwa hayi umuntu lo kumele ngaye kuyikampani
phathiswa kwama-individuals khona kuhle lamakhampani lakho kuhle kodwa-ke abantu phela bayakhangela ukuthi imali le esiyithathayo ivela kuphi uyithole ngayiphi indlela ngoba kholokhena khona ukuthi umuntu aphathise umphakathi kumbe phathisa ngayiphi indlela ngemali embi kufaka isimo salowo mphakathi isimo sabo njengabantu kumbe njenge-associations kanye izifa esimele sibe sokuthi badlelana labantu abagangileyo ngoba kathesi noma singabheka umumo we-South Africa sikhangela indaba ye-Gupta family i-Gupta family ibe nerekhodi embi behlanganisa lo-president Zuma ucina ubangela ukuthi amabhenki amanye athile njenge-F N B nabo ABSA labanye abanjalo bagcine bekhansile ama-akhawunti abo-Gupta so khokhana kutshengisa ukuthi abantu bafuna izinto ezi-clean ezi-transparent ngezinye indlela kutsho ukuthi uwignel izana yakhe zingcolile imali yakhe ingcolile hayi abantu abangeke bayemukele noba yohluphe kanganani
kodwa bake betsho phela ngesilungu umnumzana Mpofu ukuthi la manzi angcolileyo lawo ayakwanisa ukucitsha umlilo
ya ayaw ucitha umlilo ye kodwa kusikhathi ukungcola kwakho khona ikho ungagcina ubangela umlilo ukuthi uvuthe ngamandla ubhedhe kakhulu ngoba asithi ma amanzi encolile encoliswe into enjenge-oyili ene-diesel uwathela emlilweni umlilo lo angeke ucime uzawuba mkhulu kakhulu
lo-ke ngu-Jays Cassius Jays Simanampofu ingcwethi kwezemidlalo sigqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Chris Gande Lilala.
Have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.